Good morning. It's the wake-up call on WBAA News. The time is 7:51. I'm Chris Morisivica. Our topic this morning is Airbnb legislation and regulations. The legislature in 2017 failed to adopt some regulations, and at the same time, area plan commissions across the state, including ours here in Tippecanoe County, have been contemplating their own local regulations. Our guest this morning is Tippecanoe County Area Plan Commission Executive Director Sally Fahey. Good morning, Sally.
Good morning, Chris.
Thanks for joining us. So this legislation really would have kind of preempted locals from taking any action. The legislators say they're going to come back next year and talk about this again. Where does this leave the Area Plan Commission in the interim here?
We decided through the Ordinance Committee of the Plan Commission that we would go ahead and craft our own regulations in the interim. We don't know if they will stand up after the legislature deals with this again next year, but we're ready to move forward. And they may take their cues, actually, for the state piece from local governments' regulations.
All right. And that was one of the questions, because if local regulators, local governments don't take any action, things could crop up in the meantime, and then they're already in place. So what is it that the Ordinance Committee is looking at doing?
We started this process, as you know, some time ago. And through all this, we decided, you know, maybe there's another way to look at this. So fortunately, I have a brilliant staff and came up with a new way of looking at this. So we are still contemplating three different kinds of short-term rentals. But the one that we most think of for short-term rentals, where somebody lives in a home and rents a bedroom or two, we're going to take a look at that as a permitted use in any home where the owner is present and where the home is already zoned for single-family dwelling. So the idea is we compared it to other home occupations and decided, well, this is pretty much in that model, so let's treat it the same way.
All right, so and you can correct my language, you're adding a use category to residential areas, is that correct?
Yes, we'd actually call it a home occupation transient guest room, and then we're thinking we still would have two other kinds of short-term rentals. The second one would be where an owner goes on vacation and maybe does a house swap with somebody, mm-hmm. So that somebody's in their home for 2 weeks while they're gone. But that would be rather benign, would not occur very often. And then the third one would be probably the one that raised this issue for us anyway, and that is where the owner never lives in the home, but in fact the home is entirely a short-term rental. So people typically would come and go on a regular kind of basis, but different people all the time, more like a motel or hotel.
All right. And so what kinds of restrictions? I'm assuming there would be different regulations on each classification there. So what would be the regulations on the latter example you just provided?
The most intense one, the last one I mentioned, at the moment, at least, we're thinking maybe those would be permitted by right in multifamily zoning districts, but would require a grant of special exception by the Area Board of Zoning Appeals for those properties in single-family and two-family zoning districts.
All right, and then how would it work in the owner-occupied?
Where the owner is on vacation for 2 weeks.
Right.
In that case, we're thinking that should be permitted in any zone where they're single-family and two-family homes. The issue that one of the citizens brought up, where they have a duplex and they live in half and want to rent the other half on a short-term basis, we would try to fit those into, by definition, a second category.
All right. And so what kinds of comments did the Area Plan Commission and the staff receive in the interim? Because you and I talked earlier, and this really is the sharing economy and government trying to figure out how to regulate an online sharing economy. So what are the complexities that you've had to work through here?
You know, zoning is always a sort of a balancing act between property owners' rights and community rights. So the issues that tend to come up are, what do single-family homeowners expect to have happen in their single-family neighborhood? Typically, people don't expect a lot of turnover in either because the businesses run in the neighborhood, so there's a lot of people coming in and out, or in this case, because people staying there would turn over. So it's what do people expect to happen or not happen in their single-family neighborhoods is sort of the crux of the conundrum in this issue.
Well, and we had talked about, I mean, some folks, even though they live in the home and rent out a room fairly regularly, it really is a business and an income stream that they're relying on.
Right. So how much business activity should we allow, and do people expect in a single-family neighborhood?
All right. And so what's the timeline, and when? How can people find out when this will be discussed and when there will be public comment?
We did notify for the May Executive Committee meeting, the Ordinance Committee, which meets the first Wednesday of every month at about 4:45. We did notify all the people who had spoken at earlier meetings that this would be occurring. We had a nice crowd. Some people spoke about this new concept. We have made a few changes based on those comments. So the next meeting, which will be the first Wednesday in June, we'll have further discussion. I think we're going to try as a staff to have something that looks a little more like an ordinance, whether it'll be ready to pass out of the Ordinance Committee to the full Plan Commission in June. I don't know that yet, but certainly we would welcome citizens' comments at that meeting.
All right. It's 7:59. Thank you very much, Tippecanoe County Area Plan Commission Executive Director Sally Fahey, for this wake-up call conversation. We'll stay in touch with you as the conversation and the regulations develop.
I welcome that.